details, concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. I'm excited for the NBA to start tonight. A little doubleheader. It's I do think it's about the new coverage. Like, NBC is back. Excited about that.
The coverage is going to be really good this year. There'll be several new options with NBC and Prime and all kind of good places to go to watch that.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. Now my team is going to be happy to just get to the playoffs after, you know, the point guard destroys his leg in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. So I will be a little bummed. But like tonight, for example, Rockets and Thunder, potential Western Conference Finals preview. Then you have Warriors Lakers, which is just really for the nostalgic folks who like to remember 5 years ago.
Did you do that on purpose?
What did I do?
Well, you just talked about Halliburton and then you said you're bummed. No?
I didn't do that on purpose. No. No, I didn't.
Oh, so you're not the only one.
Oh, my gosh. Ugh, man, I hate that. I really do. I hate that. So I will be watching tonight. And look, man, Round Ball Rock, because I grew up in the 90s, Round Ball Rock is going to get me going. I mean, it's going to wet my whistle. I'm going to make my daughter. Bath time is 7 o'clock, Ben. We are going to stop bath time the first time John Tesh plays Round Ball Rock. Right now, my daughter really likes to listen to Winnie the Pooh audiobooks. She likes to listen to the Clap Clap song, which is actually Tiger Rag. That's the Clap Clap song. And she likes to listen to a couple other things that they're doing at school. I want my daughter to ask for Round Ball Rock by the weekend. That's my goal as a parent. Let me ask you this. You did not have a single thought. Go ahead.
Well, this one, you mentioned an NBA. Texture asked, did I hear right that MJ is going to be on the broadcast? Michael Jordan is part of NBC this year. I don't know to what extent, but the man who never speaks in public will now be behind the mic again. So that'll be interesting. They're calling him a special contributor.
So he's going to have...
It basically means you do whatever you want to do.
You know what? I'm down with it. There's a New York Post story on this. I don't know why the New York Post is all over this, but there is a New York Post story that basically says Mike Tirico during halftime is going to interview Michael Jordan. And he has an MJ Insights to Excellence series that is going to be woven into their broadcast somehow, some way.
As you know, Michael Jordan's very guarded. Not a lot of people get in that inner circle. Mike Tirico is one of those, though. They have been friends a long time. And so that doesn't surprise me that Tirico is the one that's allowed to do that. That'll be good.
I'm excited for that. I am. I'll give them a shot. Like I say, I think NBC and Prime have put together some interesting like panels and some interesting announcing groups. And so I'm bummed about Turner not being there, but I do feel good about like I don't have to watch ESPN all the time. I can watch some other things because I really just loathe ESPN's NBA coverage. I just don't like it.
Will LeBron James make some type of snide comment about Michael Jordan not being the greatest of all time? You know, as some think that. Will there be some tension between those two at some point this year, I guess is the question.
Oh, yeah. 100%, yes. Especially if they turn MJ loose. Turn my man loose. Release the beast. Let him do the thing where he makes up a thing that the opponent said about him so he drops 40 on his head rhetorically with words. I'm very excited about it.
Quark, I didn't get to listen much at all to your show. Or beyond yesterday, how would you summarize the mood and the tone of the Clemson football fan, South Carolina football fan, the LSU football fan, all of the above?
Grumpy. Okay. It's a grumpiness. You know what it's not? And I think there are individual people that feel apathetic right now, but I don't get the sense that there's a pervasive apathy. Our phone lines were lit all day. Our text line was popping off all day. I wouldn't call it apathy, but we both sensed it in the stadium. Like, that crowd that showed up was not like, they were basically like, well, we're here. Mm-hmm. Let's have a game. Maybe we'll be surprised. And this crowd left thinking that maybe not for the reasons they thought, but what they thought was going to happen happened. And so I don't really know where that puts. I don't know where that puts either fan base right now.
It was a strange post game. Had several just odd conversations with fans about, you mentioned apathy before. I think, if I'm being honest, I think I had a little of that myself, but it was more lack of confidence at the quarterback position going into the game. So I did not have a great degree of confidence that Clemson was going to win the game. After we got past the first quarter, though, I felt like they were losing the game for the reasons that I was not expecting. And that almost seemed more disappointing than if you would have lost because of a backup quarterback. And so it was like, mm-hmm. on one hand, I think there were quite a few fans that weren't surprised that Clemson lost, but how they lost. You told me yesterday morning it was almost a worst case scenario, and I think I agree with that, the way that played out.
I think a lot of fans were grappling with the realization that the problems, and we've been saying this, but it's different when you just see it and know it, that the problems are so much deeper than just, we get a better quarterback in here, you know, get a better scheme in here, you know, whatever it is.
Right. It's, something that we've talked about. We've referenced many times this season that the problems are larger than one player. And I had almost centered everything on one player. And your quarterback play dictates a whole lot of what happens, obviously. But now just 100% sure that it is multi-layered, multifaceted issues going on. And that's unnerving for me and a lot of people. And going forward, I love football. Every Saturday, especially when I get to watch it live, I love it. And when I start watching a game, I'm not really thinking about the record and what happened last week and what's going to happen the next week. I mean, in the moment, I love it. I mean, I really do. At the same time, from a big picture standpoint, my attention is now more on the off season, and I think it could be, not could be, I think it'll be the most important off season of Dabo Swinney's career. I truly do, and maybe for Clemson football.
Somebody asked me yesterday how many people I expected to be replaced, and I said I don't think of it that way. I think of how significant are the changes.
Yeah, I like that.
And like in 2010, I think Dabo replaced 3 assistants, if I remember right, but they were significant. It was Chad Morris. If I remember right, it was Chad Morris, Tony Elliott, and Mike Reed that came in 2010. I think those were the coaches. That may have been when Rumpf left too, so it may have been Forrester that Marion Hobby came in. But those were significant. That was a significant offseason, even though he didn't fire 6 guys, you know? He didn't fire more than half his staff, but that was it was an offseason of significant and necessary change coming off of a losing season. This could be a losing season where they don't make a bowl. At least they made a bowl in 2010, and they lost in the bowl game. I think one of the comforting things for fans, and this is weirdly comforting, but one of the comforting things for fans is that the problems are so self-evidently true that you have to believe they get addressed. Like, it does not take a PhD in football to figure out that Clemson's run game all parts is a mess. It's just a mess. It doesn't take a PhD in football to figure out that Clemson does not have it on the back end defensively. And those problems are exacerbated by the fact that they can't get pressure. They sacked. This is a mind-boggling thing, Ben. They sacked Kevin Jennings 5 minutes into the game and hurt him. And they did not sack him again for 55, I think 68 or 69 plays. They did not sack him again.
You know, and that's a this is a good example of why I'm just so disappointed with that with this team, is that when Kevin Jennings was injured, I mean, I'm watching him through my binoculars go into the tent, and when he came out of the tent, I didn't know if he was turning left towards the bench or right towards the locker room. And he was hurt. You were you were in the booth with me. His offensive line actually had his back. They stepped up, and I think they played better as a result of him being hobbled. You still should have got to him. But meanwhile, the Clemson team has a kid making his first career start, and you're not really sure how the quarterback's going to play. And did the rest of the team step up? Did they elevate their game? Nah, I didn't see it. I didn't see it. And that's, you know, SMU did when they had an issue. You didn't when you had an issue. And that's the most disappointing thing. Now, I don't know what ammunition's left for Coach Sweeney. I mean, he's called his team soft. He said, I mean, that's like talking about somebody's mama. That's the nuclear option when you're talking about your team. You called your team soft, they didn't respond. You've made some personnel movements in playing time, people haven't responded. You challenge your coaches, people haven't responded. I mean, heck, you challenge your fan base and probably made things worse. You know, I don't know. There's not another option there now. You've seen two quarterbacks play. Didn't matter. So.
It's a great point. It's dire, but it's a great point. Let's go to Dave in Simpsonville before we take our next break. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. Like I said yesterday, it's a gasoline fire that doesn't seem to have the ability to be put out at the moment. No, I don't agree with you. I don't think there's empathy. Or apathy, excuse me. I don't think there's apathy at all. I think there's just total letdown. Letdown to the fans, because all beginning of the season, all throughout the summer, we were predicted to be in the Final Four. We were predicted to be against Penn State. Well, we saw that Penn State's no longer going to be there. We had a Heisman Trophy candidate. We had an Outland Trophy candidate. We had the best receivers in the country. We had the best defensive line in the country. Our offensive line was the best, and Adam Randall was going to come out and be this amazing back, which I still think he's got the ability to be a great back, because he does run with an anger. He runs the ball angry. But everything previously listed has come out and been completely debunked. We don't have any of those. And I think from a Clemson fan standpoint, at least from this one sitting here in the Walmart parking lot, it's total letdown. Because we want to believe what Dabo has to say, because Dabo has banked so much credit over the past 15, 18, 20 years. We want to believe what he says because he's shown that he can do it. But this year, for whatever reason, is it because we've got too much nepotism in the coaching ranks? Is it because C.J. Spiller can't coach and recruit running backs, and Tyler Grisham can't coach and recruit wide receivers that are frisbee-catching dogs? Maybe we spent too much money on Tom Allen. Maybe we haven't given enough rope to Garrett Riley and let him do the things, or maybe we spent too much money on him. These are the questions we won't know until after the South Carolina game. And if we're lucky enough to get into the Armed Forces Bowl or the Military Bowl in Annapolis, Maryland at 11 o'clock on the 27th of December versus either Tulane or Navy, how many of these NILs are going to show up and how many fans are going to show up? I don't know that that's a win. if we still make the bowl game. And in 2010, we lost to South Florida and Skip Holtz. And it was in Charlotte, and it was a terrible football game. I was there, and it was ugly. So, anyway, you guys have a wonderful day.
Thanks very much, Dave. Appreciate the phone call.
Texture said, Ben, take your victory lap. You didn't believe the hype. No, I mean, I'm not, because I sure wish I wasn't wrong. It's not the hype that I disagreed with. I understood all summer long why people would have had Clemson and Penn State and others as high as they would. Those people were not wrong. The numbers told the story, or so we thought. I don't fault somebody for looking at returning production. What I think I was right about, and I wish I wouldn't have been, is last year, you know, during all the Wes Goodwin discourse, I did mention a couple of times, and I was there with you with Goodwin, was in fully in support of that change. I did mention several times that, you know, we got to allow for the possibility that some of these players just aren't as good as we think they are. And I think that is showing now, because I know what Tom Allen did last year. I mean, he didn't forget between college and here. So, you know, between Penn State and here. So, State College, what I was trying to say. College State. I about to say College Park. Like, wait a minute. He was not at Maryland. Yeah, you tell I was around a Penn State guy all summer.
Yes, that's right.
All weekend.
That's right.
He said State College a million times. Anyway. I think we were right about some of these players, actually. They're just not as good as we thought they were.
I think you're right about that. We've got Billy Donlin join us in the next segment. First, let me tell you about Gary Mahaffey. Gary and Jeannie Mahaffey own and operate one of the largest Medicare insurance agencies in the Carolinas and Georgia. Insurance for seniors and disabled. They are so kind. The quality of service, they're available to you. They're the trademarks of this company. They have been, and they will continue to be. So many testimonials on our station from customers of Gary's who will routinely ask questions and give the five-star reviews, the verbal five-star reviews. We've heard these over the years. That's because Gary and Jeannie do it right. Their agents do it right. And the service always comes at no cost to you. Call today, Insurance for Seniors and Disabled, 864-307-8484. That's 864-307-8484. Stay with us. Billy Donlin joins us next.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, do we need to start thinking about pruning our shrubs?
You know, we generally prune in the spring because they're growing like crazy, and through the summer. But the fall's not a bad time to prune. They're going into a dormancy. If you can get in there and prune them, specifically hand prune those shrubs, they'll do so much better, and you can preserve the buds so the flowers come out better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Did you know you can get paid to increase your home's comfort and efficiency? Contact Koala Insulation to see how to increase comfort and lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Right now, you can also get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. The tax credits give homeowners 30% back in tax credits from their insulation upgrade, up to $1,200. But these tax incentives are expiring at the end of 2025 and will not return. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville at 864-867-1779 today to learn more.
Introducing your new Dell PC with the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps you handle a lot, even when your holiday to-do list gets to be a lot. Like organizing your holiday shopping and searching for great holiday deals and customer questions and customers requesting custom things, plus planning the perfect holiday dinner for vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians, and Uncle Mike's carnivore diet. Luckily, you can get a PC with all-day battery life to help you get it all done. That's the power of a Dell PC with Intel inside, backed by Dell's Price Match Guarantee. Get yours today at Dell.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. See Dell.com for details.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/your money. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, hour number three continues. Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush and Ben Milstead with you. This hour brought to you by our friends at PhD Weight Loss. I say this all the time, and I mean it. I get in a conversation about PhD at least once a week, and lately it's been every day. And I think it's because of the way that they're sort of marketing to folks right now, but I think it's also, you know, because you can continue to see the results in my body and so many other people. This is a great company that does things the right way. They want you to have lasting, natural solutions to weight gain that is robbing you of health, it's robbing you of finances, it's robbing you of years off your life. The metabolic reset system does exactly what it says. It resets your metabolism so that your body is a fat-burning machine and not a sugar-burning machine or a muscle-eating machine. If you want to lose 20 pounds by the new year, here's what you do. You call now, 864-644-1900. Mention code New Year. Here's what they're going to do for you. They're going to waive your consultation fee. You'll get 2 extra weeks of the program free. They're going to cover the cost of the food during the program, which is crazy. And then just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book absolutely free. Only the first 25 callers get this one, the guarantee and the bonus package. So call 864-644-1900 now and mention New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss, reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off. Our very good friend Billy Donlin, our final guest on our basketball circuit today, assistant coach for the Tigers, joins us right now. Coach Donlin, how we doing?
I'm doing terrific, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Man, we are doing great. We're excited to close it out with a legendary interview with you, sir, so don't disappoint us.
You have very low standards if you're putting me and legendary in the same sentence.
You know what's funny? You guys give up 44 to Presbyterian exhibition. And I was like, man, I need to see what coaching points they needed from this. Because I was amazed. I thought it was a phenomenal defensive performance. What was your assessment on the defensive end of the way you guys played in the exhibition last Friday?
Yeah, I thought the positives, to give our guys credit, you know, once we built the lead, we didn't get off to a good start, credit Presbyterian. But once we built the lead, there was never really one of those runs where coach is going to take a quick timeout. Coach Brunell is going to take a quick timeout and say, hey, I know we're up by what we're up, but you guys, we're not playing as hard. There was really none of that. So I think you have to give our guys a lot of credit for the job they did there. We built a big lead, and for pretty much the rest of the game, we maintained that big lead and the effort level. And then, you know, we try to deny or extend the first two catches and pick up full court. And I thought our guys did a really good job of executing that. But there are plenty of defensive deficiencies from the game that we have to get better. That is kind of a combination of it starting out the year and then just inexperience of playing together, inexperience with playing in our defensive system. And, you know, it's good because there's some things from film to point out. But the best message, I think, is look at what we can do when we're pressuring to the level we're capable of pressuring. I think they had 6 assists and 22 turnovers. So there's a couple things with that. First of all, 22 turnovers allows you to win the extra possession game, which is so important in almost any sport. You know, football, the turnover game, basketball, the turnover and the glass, rebounding, extra possession, so important. But when I think they made like 22 baskets, 23 baskets, and when only 6 of them are assisted, defensively, that's what you want to do. You want to try to make the game a one-on-one game, so to speak, so teams have a hard time scoring out of their offense. So our guys, there's a lot of positives, but believe me, there's plenty, as Coach Brunell has shown the guys the last couple of days, plenty of areas of improvement.
You know, we talked to Coach Bender earlier about a lot of offense and a lot of the bigs, because most of them are new. The one that's the least new, I guess, is RJ, who's been here. But defensively, I think people understand why a transition of 9 guys in would be tough offensively. And defensively, I think a casual fan's like, well, you know, playing hard, you don't need to be cohesive. But the way you guys play, there has to be that chemistry. So how has forming that chemistry gone so far in practice?
Yeah, that's a great question. The only thing I would say to that point is you got to remember offenses have gotten much more intricate over the years. And some of that intricacy is based on it's almost positionless basketball at our level, right? There are 4 guys for sure on the floor at all times that can pass, dribble, and shoot. Almost anybody you play at our level. And so that allows for spacing. The game going to 5 out it has really made it harder on defenses. So I think there is some togetherness, there's some cohesiveness. And then, you know, there's a couple things. It's not just when you're younger, it's more about anticipation of what the offense is doing. And as you go up every level, now it becomes about anticipation of what offense is doing, anticipation of what your teammate is doing. Because that's just as important. Like in a pick and roll, the guys that are the not involved in the ball screen, those 3 guys have to do a great job of reading both the defensive big, their teammate in his coverage, the guard, is he bullying the ball well, and then on top of that, anticipate and read what the offensive players are doing. So it's a combination of both, and that takes some adjusting because a lot of guys are just used to worrying about the 5 offensive players, and that's not going to be good enough at our level. So there's a little bit more to it than I think the average fan thinks there is.
Visiting with Associate Head Coach Billy Donlin, Clemson men's basketball here on the program. We've got lots of thoughts and questions about jamming the ball and what that means, picking up full court. Is this a Dylan Ace situation, or are you guys broadening that out and basically just everybody's picking up and let's go play 94 feet?
Yeah, Coach Dixon brought that with him. And so what tagging is, it actually started, it came over here with the coach from Charlotte at Charlotte University. He's an Australian, and he brought it over here, and it caught like wildfire in Europe. And what it is all five offensive players run to the high side or to the middle side of the floor, but they don't beat their block out. So they run to the high side of their man, on top of their man, and they try to wedge him in, and you're not trying to beat your block out. So you might try to do the old, Pete Carril's team at Princeton. They used to back tip it out, right? You played Princeton and you guard him for 31 seconds because back then it was a 35-second shot clock. Princeton would shoot a three and their five-man would just back tip it out and you'd have to guard him again. So we're trying to do that basically with five guys, but really it's to stop your transition because when you get the rebound, in theory and then hopefully in practice, you're right there on top of your guy. So he can't get a running start. There's no clean outlet passes. There shouldn't be any transition hit-aheads, right? When you're talking offense, you want your outlet guy, your point guard, to hit the ball ahead, up the court, beat the defense down the floor with the pass because it's faster than the dribble. And the tagging, if executed, takes all of that away. And our guys really did a good job in the Presbyterian game. We've got to get better at it for sure. And it's interesting, and I'll just bring this up from 2 years ago. We tagged the Elite Eight year. We tagged through the non-conference, and then I think Coach made the right decision per usual, and we took it off for different reasons. But one of the reasons why I thought we were successful at Alabama was we were tagging back then, and it bothered them. It disrupted them. And then in the tournament, because we had great success not tagging, but in the tournament when we played them, they got more baskets in transition. Because we were no longer tagging. And I'm not saying we should have tagged them, but it is effective against some high-powered offensive teams. Just to give you an idea of some of the things we have to consider that Coach has to consider when deciding how we're going to play.
That's awesome stuff from Billy Donlin right there in terms of the X's and O's. And if you're watching, you can see some of that stuff. You can see it in your mind's eye right now as he's describing it to you. Dylan Hunter is a returner and a guy who sort of was a tone-setter defensively last year. How has he upped his game in terms of the defensive end, but also maybe just a well-rounded game, the shooting and so forth, and then leadership, because he's probably going to need to do a little bit of that?
Yeah, Dylan is just a winner. I think that's why when you look at his career, his freshman year, his brother Chase got hurt. We had to play, I think, four games without him in the middle of ACC play. We lost the first game at Wake. And then we beat Virginia Tech, I think, at home on that Hunter Tyson sideline out of bounds three to win the game. And Dylan was the starter for three of those four wins, and he's just a winner. And tragically for him and for our team, in terms of sports tragedy, he got hurt in that SMU ACC tournament game last year. We don't have him against Louisville and McNeese, and no excuses for the outcome, but certainly having Dylan makes a significant difference. For this year, look, it's hard. There's 9.5 new players. RJ coming back, so there's 9 new players. And then it's RJ and Dylan are really the only ones with experience playing for Clemson in Coach Brunell's system because Ace Buckner and Dallas Thomas both redshirted a year ago. So they have experience in practice. They understand the everyday Clemson grit, but they haven't been in games. And, understanding how we do things is really important, and Dylan's done a great job. I think for his game, just quickly, Dylan's got to understand, I think sometimes, keep the main thing the main thing. Dylan runs the team. He has one of the best assist turnover ratios in the country. He makes game-winning dagger shots, the corner three against Duke. He made a big-time shot last year at Miami of Florida early in the season when Miami was still a really hard out. That's who he is, and he has to not get out of that comfort zone. Be who you are. Don't look at somebody else's game or their strength and say, that looks sexier to me, and that's what I want. No, keep your main thing. Keep your superpower. And I think as long as he does that, he's going to have a great season and be a really special leader for us here in Tiger Town.
I totally agree with that. So with that in mind, I've said that a lot of what, like sort of the ceiling for you guys might be just figuring out the right mix of bodies in that forward and like the 3-4-5 group and really the 4-5 group and how to play with them. Does that make it a little tricky to guard a certain way when you've got more of that 6'9", 6'10 body type that you're going to have to get out on the floor? And then sort of how do you use that to your advantage on the offensive end to take advantage of the size mismatches there?
Yeah, Coach Bender and Coach Brunell and Jeff Reynolds, Coach Reynolds, they'll do a really good job of figuring out, you know, how we exploit people offensively. I think that's been proven, and certainly defensively. The issues you have with, you know, our bigs, you know, we have historically switched four with the ball screen. Mm-hmm. So it just eliminates one pick and roll altogether. You're not worried about a coverage. You just got to teach guys to how to handle the slip. When that's one of the things teams do when you switch is they slip you to try to create some confusion. But if we don't feel like we can switch four, now you're playing two coverages with both your four and your five. That's something that we're certainly trying to get through here the preseason, what we think is best based on our personnel. And certainly what you saw the other night, Ben and Kwok, is Jake Wallin can play the three and the four. So if there's a team and it's like, you know what, we're going to be better with Jake at the four defensively because he can switch those four ways. You know, we do have, with the amount of depth, we have great versatility. The issue will be game to game. Who's playing well will be the guys that are playing in that game. You know, probably in years past, just for example, if P.J. Hall or Chase Hunter or Hunter Tyson were having a bad game, you weren't going to take them out because you expect P.J. Hall, Hunter Tyson, Chase Hunter to play to the back of their baseball card at some point in the game. With this team, it's not going to be that way, I don't think, except with maybe a couple of exceptions. The guys that are playing well in that game, I think we'll continue to play in that game and maybe finish the game. And those are conversations coach is going to have and has had with our team is, hey, the strength of our team is in the 9 or 10 guys, is in our depth. And that came true. Presbyterian was exhausted. They were exhausted by the end of the game because of the amount of guys that were playing, were pressing, were denying too. So I do think that'll be the challenge for our staff is in the game, who should be playing, who's playing well.
Great stuff. We're out of time. We got to do this more often. This is great. I got so many more questions, and you're so good on air, man. And I'll just flatter you by saying that. Coach Donlin, thanks for the time. Best of luck as you guys continue to prepare. And we will. We'll do this again very soon if you're willing.
Oh, always. I appreciate the kind words. But here's what I'll tell you, too. Have you gotten the Wendy's cinnamon rolls yet?
Yes.
The cinnamon rolls.
Yes.
Because last year, you know, the fans don't want to hear about basketball. They want to know, where can you get great dessert? And I just want to know, have you done that yet?
One time. I got it once, and it was dangerous. I had to not do it every day after that. It was glorious.
We're going to be at Wendy's over there in your neck of the woods tomorrow in Clemson. So you come by, and we'll get you a cinnamon roll.
How about, yeah?
Just, you know. We can find out what Billy Donlin's superpower is. We know what Dylan Hunter's is. I need to know what Billy Donlin's is.
My superpower is my amazing, beautiful wife at home who's 7 months pregnant with our third child. So that's my superpower. Somehow, she really likes to take on charity cases. That's my superpower.
Great stuff. Hey, man, you are welcome to come on by and have a cinnamon roll on us tomorrow. We appreciate it, Coach Donlin. Take care.
See ya.
All right. Billy Donlin, what a guy, man. I freaking love that guy. All right, final segment. We'll go rapid fire around the horn when we return. Have you
forgotten? It's the Upstate Veterans Alliance 10th Annual South Carolina Veteran Upstate Salute, honoring veterans and first responders at Floor Field in downtown Greenville. See the Special Forces Jump Team, Aerial Flyover, Drill Team Exhibitions, Rifle Salute, and more. Featuring music from country artist Daryl Worley with opener Ryan Spencer. Sunday, November 9th, the salute to our veterans and first responders at Floor Field, downtown Greenville. Tickets just $5 at upstatesalute.com. Gates open at 2 with a concert at 4. Honor our veterans and first responders with country artist Daryl Worley. Sunday, November 9th, honor the men and women who serve to keep us free and safe. Go to upstatesalute.com for tickets and more information.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main in Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, AMPMFarmsButcheryAndMarket.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
It's time to drink pink at Palmetto Distillery in Anderson. All month long, Palmetto Distillery is donating a portion of their sales of pink drinks and pink flavors to the Roars Tigers for Tatas campaign. So what are you waiting for? Join them at one of their trivia nights, live music events, or just drop by to check out their ready-to-drink cocktails, moonshine, or sippin' creams. Drink pink at Palmetto Distillery all month long to give back to Tigers for Tatas, 200 West Benson Street in Anderson.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asks, with the annual enrollment period upon us, will Gary or his agents service my area in Spartanburg? My plan is making a lot of changes.
Great question, listener, and thanks for asking. If you are not our customer already, you should be concerned. My customers get both a letter from their plan in September and my assessment of how their existing plan stacks up compared to the others in October. We sell the big seven companies and do not have a dog in the hunt. We want to help meet your needs. And yes, I have agents who work under my supervision who service all of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. Call today, 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. If you're not already Gary's customer, you may not be in the know. Give Gary a call today, 864-307-8484.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Sing my share of broken halos, folding wings that used to fly.
All right, final segment of the show. Thanks for joining us today. You know, the people have requested more Billy Donlin, and I agree. We got to get him on some more, man. That was very, very good.
I've talked a lot of radio with him. He loves radio and TV. Interested in this. Always tell him, you know, get tired of coaching, got a spot for you.
Heck yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm probably more satellite radio.
I agree with that. We appreciate him being FCC friendly on the air with us today. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This hour brought to you by our friends at Empire Homes. Listen, Sunrise by Empire Homes, a brand new development right there in Pendleton, just a couple of minutes from Pendleton High School. 8 miles from Clemson, 10 minutes to I-85, just 3 miles from historic downtown Pendleton. Again, Sunrise by Empire Homes,
This is a great community, family-owned builder, over 30 years of experience, one or two stories, anywhere from 800 to 3,400 square feet, two to five bedrooms, starting again at like 300s, around 400,000. Perfect for game day, weekends, visits, future rental income, or if you want to relocate. They've got a 3,900 square foot design studio. For more, to schedule an appointment, to talk to their team, tour model, go to EmpireHomesUpstate.com. That's EmpireHomesUpstate.com.
I've really enjoyed the basketball interviews. Not only it's a nice distraction from all the other stuff, it's much needed. And I'm really excited about basketball. Coach Brownell and staff, in my opinion, are at their best when they have pieces that can, and they have to figure out how, what pieces work the best in certain games. So I think they have a lot of pieces. Now, sometimes the pieces aren't good enough,
right?
Obviously, but yeah, I like to see that little, you know, little chess match they can play with matchups and such. And you know, he said it before about, you know, depth and things like that. And a lot of times in the non-con, you see 10 or 11 guys play, and then you have to start shortening that bench. This really feels like a team that's going to play a lot of bodies. And that's exciting to me. There's this fear of the unknown. I think coaches probably feel it too. But there's also an excitement with the anticipation of the unknown. And I'm more the latter right now.
Yeah, this team could be a lot of things. You know, That's one thing to, like, when you have P.J. Hall and Hunter Tyson and Chase Hunter, like, you're only going to probably be a few things. Like, you're going to be good, but you can only be a few things. The fact that we really thought, and I don't know that this was a popular conception, but I'll say this, just from my conversations and different, even, like, again, being out of practice and watching them a little bit, I felt like the offense was going to be ahead of the defense, and then they give up 44 to Presbyterian, and they've got five times the number of turnovers than assists and one for 11 from three. And I'm going, wait a second, man. I thought this was going to be, like you were talking about, I thought this was a team that we're going to have questions about defensively in November. But the first thing you put out there is a really good defensive performance. And that makes me go, well, we've got even more ways that this team can play and more things that they can do well. So,
yeah,
even though we haven't played any games, that data point has got me even broadening my scope a little bit more.
It's interesting, too, that Poppy and Brownell both, and Coach Brownell's staff, have both referenced positionless basketball at times during interviews today. You know, two seasons ago and beyond, with the roster that you had, you could not really do that here. Like P.J. Hall, and this is not a complaint at all, you couldn't play positionless basketball with a P.J. Hall type on the floor, right?
Right, that's right.
The game, like the NBA game especially, has moved more, and it's moving more towards positionless basketball. I mean, you do still have positions, you know, when you have time to set your defense, you know, of course, you know, guard's going to take a guard and things like that. But I like to watch it, though. I mean, I like watching when you can switch all five guys. To me, that is a beautiful brand of basketball. And I think you're going to see a lot of that this year.
One thing that he did say is there are certain lineups where they might only be able to switch one to three, which would be a change. But here's the upside of that. And this is where we ran out of time, but I would love to ask him this. This is where when you have a bunch of guys that are playing minutes, where you can ask guys to go beat screens and fight over screens and fight through screens a little bit more if they're not having to play as much at a time. You can ask a little more of guys when you're doing that. Like if you have a 7-man rotation, you can't fight through every ball screen and every dribble handoff. And like you just can't. You're going to run out of gas by the 12-minute mark of the second half. You're going to have nothing for the stretch run of the game. But when you're rotating 10, 11 guys, then you're saying, hey, in this 4-minute stretch, I'm going to need you to fight over every 4 and 5 mm-hmm. ball screen. You can get that from your guys because then you're going to sit down, you're going to put some other people back in. I do think that allows them to be a little more intuitive in terms of how they utilize their roster defensively And there are going to be some games where they maybe don't. I thought it was interesting what he said about tagging. And when they tagged early in the season 2 years ago and then they quit, I would imagine because of fatigue and wearing on legs and things like that. And so maybe we see that faucet turn on and off at times. I would say they're primarily going to be what I'm going to call a tagging team. But the faucet may be turned on and off a little bit. So we'll see. Like I say, this has been really good. Thanks to Ben Winterode from Clemson men's basketball and brand new women's basketball SID at Clemson, Andrew Kapinski, for helping us set this up. Jeff Callen as well really assisted in that. All right, final couple minutes. Are you watching? By the way, did you see Game 7 last night? You watch any of that ALCS last night?
Yes, I watched the end. You know what? I turned it on in the sixth inning. So
you watched it all.
I watched
baby.
It all.
Have you seen the 90 seconds of the George Springer at bat with just
yes.
the stadium? I mean, how?
It was
no
every,
other sport is like that, man.
The only thing that would have made it better is if the outfield was lined with corn and the Field of Dreams thing was playing. Isn't that what it felt like?
It was cinema. It was pure cinema. Yes. You know what I thought is
his
like...
His father walks out of the left field corn.
God. George Springer's dad walks out. Oh, my God. In Canada. Is that not true that it feels like you're facing the entire nation in that building?
I suppose, yes.
Like, when you're trying to win in Toronto, like, okay, you're trying to win in Yankee Stadium or Fenway or one of the... Like, that's tough. But it feels like the whole freaking nation is yelling at you.
We stayed in that hotel 2 years ago with men's basketball. Was that 2 years ago or 3 years ago?
3 years ago, maybe. With TCU? 2 years ago. Yeah.
Whatever. They all run together. We stayed there, and when they were renovating the stadium, and we walked into the hotel bar restaurant, and there, you know, there's a big window there, and I look over, like you take a double take, like, oh, there's a baseball field right there. It's pretty cool.
Great environment.
How do you are you excited? Where are you on the World Series here?
I'm totally anti Dodgers. I can't do this. I can't have the half $1 billion roster. Oh yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah, I know. Kelly Gramlich would be so pissed. I can't root for the Dodgers.
Are you having Canadian bacon for breakfast? What are you doing here?
I need to order like some Tim Hortons just to celebrate. Would they deliver? I bet they do.
If I had to choose a team to represent the United States of America, and that's not what this is, but it would not be the Dodgers.
No, it would not. I'll be watching that. Also, I need FIU to beat Kennesaw tonight. We got to get to six. We're already at three. We got to get to six. We're halfway there, baby. Also, I'll be watching NBA. I'll be doing a little of that tonight. So excited. We will be at Wendy's in Clemson tomorrow. Come by and see us. Tigers for Tatas, cranking it back up, man. Thanks to the people who donated today. That was so nice of y'all. Thanks to Clemson again and everybody who joined us. This was awesome. God bless. We will see you tomorrow. Walt is up next.
WCCP-FM.